Billy slowed down and put out his quarterstaff. Tips blew, the electricity arcing.
Over my dead body!
Well, that was the plan. But since you insist, I now have absolution. How nice of you to deliver that.
Fuck you!
Billy twisted, pushing out the longer edge to deliver a slam to his opponent's head, expecting him to duck. Billy's eyes widened when the man just slapped the tip away, causing Billy's arm to go numb in pain and shock. It was like he had hit a concrete building. Billy turned with the violent redirection of his quarterstaff and twisted backward. He adjusted to holding his staff like a bat, bringing it back around with all the power his 6.5-foot body could muster. But there was nothing there to hit, and he continued twisting and fell down as the momentum tangled up his feet. He rolled to the side and got himself back up, holding his quarterstaff at the ready. Billy's eyes tracked everywhere, but he couldn't see his opponent, and he turned continuously to make sure no one could sneak up on him.
You know, the Ulfberg is a very special sword. You can tell them off by the engraving. I'm rather fond of this one myself. I own 3. All in as perfect of condition as when I first acquired them. The other 2 I took off enemies. Enemies who thought their swords were more impressive than mine. But it isn't the sword that makes the man, but rather the wielder that allows the sword to do what it was designed to do. A lot of these swords were made in the Rhineland area of Germany. Ever heard of Germany, Billy?
How the fuck do you know my name?
Doesn't matter. The bigger concern should be what your sins are. Killing people?
They were monsters!
What? Because they were different from you? It isn't the external or internal differences that make us a man or a monster, Billy.
A sword erupted from Billy's chest. Michael stood behind him and leaned toward his ear.
But what is in your heart that judges you?